TED Audio Collective. This TED Talk features journalist Gangadhar Patil, recorded live at TED 2019.
Welcome to the Canva guided meditation for stress at work. Impending deadline? Generate Canva presentations in seconds.
So fast.
Brainstorm got too big? Summarize with AI in a click. Writer's block? Release with Canva Magic Write.
Magical.
Stress less and save time at canva.com. Designed for work.
Support for TED Talks Daily comes from Odoo. If you feel like you're wasting time and money with your current business software or just want to know what you could be missing, then you need to join the millions of other users who switched to Odoo. Odoo is the affordable all-in-one management software with a library of fully integrated business applications that help you get more done in less time for a fraction of the price. To learn more, visit odoo.com/TED Talks. That's odoo.com/TED Talks. Odoo, modern management made simple.
Like TED Talks? You should check out the TED Radio Hour with NPR. Stay tuned after this talk to hear a sneak peek of this week's episode.
I'm a journalist, and I know how frustrating it gets when most of your stories go unnoticed. I felt it when I worked as a local reporter in my hometown, Belgaum, in India. I thought maybe joining a national newspaper would help. So I went through professional training and worked with India's three national newspapers. During my 5-year stint, I used to travel for my stories. It was in early 2012, I traveled 1,000 miles from Mumbai to a coastal village in South India. I was there to do a story on environment risk of a nuclear power plant. When I spoke to a local activist, he said, the story of hundreds of villagers protesting against the nuclear power plant was reported by a local media 6 months before national TV channels picked it up. I had similar experiences when I traveled for other stories. It confirmed my belief that a local reporter knows a story much before it is picked up by national media, but like me, they did not have a platform to share them. According to a 2011 media study, only 2% of India's mainstream media coverage is about rural issues. Even though almost 70% of India's population, 1.3 billion population, live in villages. This is disturbing for a democratic country like India, where transparency is key to ensure justice to everyone, especially poor. I was convinced that there's a need to build a platform to bring out this important story at national level. So I quit my job with Economic Times in December 2014. For next 6 months, I freelanced and also built a database of 20,000 local reporters across India. During that time, I saw editors were looking for more and more contributors as news organizations cut down costs by getting rid of hundreds of full-time reporters. I saw an opportunity to highlight these important stories if I can train these local reporters and connect them with the mainstream media. And that is exactly what we are doing. Our tech platform, for the first time, discovers a local reporter, grooms them, and helps them write for national and international publication. A team of experienced editors works closely with these local reporters on each and every story filed by them. This process not only helps the local reporters learn reporting skill, but also gives credibility to their stories. In June 2017, one of our local reporters, Saurabh Sharma, won an international award from European Commission for his story on hardship faced by young girls living on the street. We're also trying to correct market for these local reporters by paying them 3 times more than the existing rates. Better pay and recognition is giving them confidence to dig deeper and expose corruption in the system and society. We recently reported a story from Northeast India where children have to cross river in huge cooking pot, risking their life every day because there's no bridge, there's no boat. The story was picked up by mainstream media and it caught attention of a local elected representative who promised to build a bridge. In the last 3 years of our operations, we have reported more than 2,500 such stories. To publish them for wider reach and impact, we have partnered with 16 leading media houses who are happy to take them as it brings their costs down by not editing or managing reporters. Today, we have more than 1,200 reporters in our network covering stories like nuclear power plant from places that are either ignored by mainstream media or never covered. In the next 5 years, we plan to have one reporter in each of 5,500 sub-districts in India, covering entire nation, to ensure that none of these important stories go unnoticed. Next time you see a story from Countryside, please do not ignore them. Do read and share them. They might be breaking stories. This way, we can ensure none of the important stories go unnoticed. Thank you.
For more TED Talks, go to TED.com. 20 years ago, Jimmy Wales founded Wikipedia as a place for everyone to share information. But he wasn't exactly sure how to run the site.
How do you put together a system that will generate a reasonable degree of quality and, you know, be open?
Ideas about building communities, online and off. That's next time on the TED Radio Hour from NPR. Subscribe or listen to the TED Radio Hour wherever you get your podcasts.